Blog Talk Radio.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. That which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me.
Hello, Deborah. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you can start the show.
Okay. Hi, America. My name is Deborah James, and I'm an actress with the Black Repertory Group Theater in Berkeley. The Black Repertory Theater has been around now for 48 years. It was started by Narelle and Nora Vaughn in the basement of Downs Methodist Church. And 20 years ago, the theater acquired its own building, which takes up a full city block in Berkeley, and it's a very convenient location. There's public transportation, and there's nearby parking. Black Repertory Group, at one point in time, was doing poetry theater called Third Eye Theater, and we're actually bringing that back and having an open house this Thursday from 7 to 9 at the theater. That's 3201 Adeline Street in Berkeley. And let me describe Third Eye Theater. It's a voyage of voice, verse, and vision. About 10 years ago, we kind of rocked the poetry world, and now we'd like to bring it back with an open house, open mic, and a celebration of Bay Area Poets Appreciation Day. In the spirit of the Occupy movement, we'd like to have people's opinion on how local artists and the emerging Third Eye Theater can better serve the community and the stave with live poetry slams, poetic performances, improv skits, and lyrical ensemble theater. We're going to start doing this every Thursday beginning in January. So far, we've come up with Thursdays, but the day of the week is still negotiable, and that's something we'd like to talk about at the open house. Now, you've heard of deaf comedy and deaf poetry. Well, this is going to be deaf theater, created by Saturday Night Live from a Black perspective and in living color with Consciousness and Integrity Ensemble and Local Artist Collective. No more minstrel shows or the same, So we're looking for numerous talented and dedicated poets, singers, dancers, musicians, performance artists, comedians, playwrights, actors, writers, youth, yoga practitioner, and lovers of the arts to occupy as a black rep for up to 62 weeks on stage and off. Please spread the word and help us plan this incredible new arts movement in an Apollo West-like newly renovated theater that will help us bring in the new year, 2012, and the new age, colored, decorated, and furnished by our collective dreams. Free donations for Third Eye Theater are appreciated. Now also mark your calendar, because the king of comedy, Paul Mooney, will be occupying the Black Rep Theater for 2 weeks starting December 16th. We're going to turn the Occupy movement into an art form, a work of art. First Thursdays with Third Eye Theater are going to be monthly theme nights. Second Thursday, Afro-Romantic love poetry and music. The third Thursdays will be monthly showcase night. For January, we're going to establish the theme of Dr. King, civil and human rights. Fourth Thursdays, we would like to make a comedy night and black health issues. And on the fifth Thursdays, there's actually 3 months that have a fifth Thursday, so we'd like to do poetry relating to current events during that time. So please come out this coming Thursday, December 8th, from 7 to 9 at the Black Repertory Theater. That's 3201 Adeline in Berkeley. And we've got that presence on Facebook, too. You can go to the Black Repertory Group has a Facebook page, as does Paradise Joffrey Love. Paradise was a poet laureate with the city of Oakland, and he and the Black Repertory Group are bringing back Third Eye Theater. So we hope to see you. And right now, if anybody would like to call in with any questions, I'm happy to answer them. I've been working with Black Repertory Group for a few years now, so I'm fairly knowledgeable about the theater.
Okay. Can you hear me, Deborah?
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell us more about the Paul Mooney part of this event and how you got involved in just elaborate on Paul
Okay,
Mooney.
I'm sorry. About what?
Can you elaborate on Paul Mooney? Who is he?
Paul Mooney is a comedian who has actually worked with Dave Chappelle and was a mentor to Richard Pryor. Paul Mooney went to Berkeley High and actually was involved with Black Repertory Group many years ago. Every year, Paul Mooney comes to the Black Group, to the Black Rep, and does benefit performances for the summer youth camp. Black Rep has a summer youth drama camp that gives young people from 5 to 17 acting lessons, singing lessons, and culminates in a performance. This past summer, we performed The Wiz. That went very well. But every year around the holiday season, Paul Mooney comes back and does benefit performances.
Wonderful. And you said we performed The Wiz. What is your role at this theater?
Well, I'm actually one of the core ensemble actresses. I helped with the youth group this past summer, and that was my first time ever working with that group. But that program has been going on, my understanding is, at least 12 or 13 years.
Okay, and I know in on private conversations you told me the history of the theater. Could you tell the audience more about the history of this theater?
Okay, the theater was founded in 1964 by Burrell and Nora Vaughn, and it was founded in the basement of Downs Methodist Church. It was actually a continuation of a theater program that had begun in the South when Burrell and Nora lived in the South. But Burrell Vaughn was the pastor of Downs Methodist Church, and so they discontinued their theatrical work and about 20 years ago decided to obtain a building, which they did, by doing a series of fundraisers. That's something else interesting about Black Rep. Black Rep offers nonprofits, church groups, and even individuals the opportunity to do fundraisers, and this is done by selling a certain amount of tickets. The theater needs to keep $10 per seat, and your group or organization keeps whatever you charge over that amount. For example, if you were selling tickets and it was $25 a seat, the theater needs $10, your organization keeps $15. We had a fundraiser done by the National Council of Negro Women, and along with a sorority, when the theater put on the Delaney Sisters program. And that group raised over $5,000 just in one theater attendance program.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it can be done. The theater holds up to 300 people.
Okay. Who are the Delaney Sisters?
The Delaney Sisters were twins. I think one of them died 2 or 3 years ago. I think that the other lady is still alive, but they were two sisters who were twin sisters. And I know that the play we put on was called Life Without Bessie, which was when one of the sisters had passed. But they were, one lady was a dentist and the other lady was a teacher.
Okay. All right. And you also mentioned something earlier about the Occupy Theater. I thought that was very interesting. Tell us a little bit more about your sentiments with the Occupy movement and how you plan on transforming it into the arts, into the theater.
Well, that was actually a discussion that was going on between Sean Von Scott, Paradise, and I when we were meeting about bringing the Third Eye Theater back. And Paradise just jokingly said, yeah, we need to occupy the black rep. And then Sean said, I actually like that idea. And what that means is that we're hoping people will come out, but because Black Rep is a community theater, we want the community input about the themes we've come up with. Like I said, in January we're going to do, the theme will be Dr. Martin Luther King and civil rights, but we're also talking about devoting a month to battered women, devoting a month for Black history, devoting a month for women's history, and we just kind of want to have topics from the community on the things that they'd like to hear about and see. Because there's a lot of poets in the Bay Area who have written poems on various themes.
Okay. Can you tell us anything from your firsthand experience about the Occupy movement? I know that there was an incident that had national headlines here in the New York area with the Occupy movement. What is going on right now in the Bay Area?
It started, I believe, the first place was Occupy San Francisco or Occupy Oakland. Occupy Oakland actually had someone who ended up getting killed. The police actually shot and killed one of the Occupy protesters, which was a shock to everybody because there hadn't been any violence. That was one of the first Occupy movements that actually turned violent. And the demonstrators were just sitting in circles and chanting and so forth. There wasn't any violence except that which had been initiated by the police department. And I think the other thing that made national headlines was something that happened in UC Davis, which is about 80 or 90 miles north of here, where there are now nationwide pictures of a police officer going by pepper spraying demonstrators in the face who were sitting cross-legged on the ground.
Now, do you think that you may have a play based on those incidents?
Well, that's possible because Black Rap also has what is called the New Stage, and that's a place for emerging playwrights and new playwrights to have their work seen. In fact, I was just recently in a play called The Sweet Bye Bye with Denise Michelle Harris, where she adapted her novel to a screenplay. This coming weekend, there is a youth play written by another core ensemble actress at Black Rep, who is actually 18 years old and was a product of the summer theater camp.
Wonderful. We have less than a minute. Could you give us your contact information? I know you have a call out for actors and all the people in the arts. Just give us your contact info.
Okay. My contact info, I'm on Facebook, so if you just look up Deborah James, and the first thing you're going to see is actress, Black Repertory Theater. And then the theater, especially if you're interested in participating in this Thursday's event, the theater's phone number is 510-652-2120 and ask them, and anyone will be happy to help you about this upcoming return of Third Eye Theater, which is poetry theater. It's acting out the poems.
Wonderful. I want to thank you for coming on. We've been trying to get this show together for a couple of weeks, and I'm happy that we finally did it. You did a superb job, and let's do this again.
Okay. Thank you so much, Leslie.
All righty. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.